share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. It's a scary world out there as cases of sexual crimes as well as child porn have unfortunately increased. Recently, the Royal Malaysia Police, PDRM, said that they have received tens of thousands of Internet Protocol, IP, addresses suspected of sharing child pornography on the Internet from international authorities over the past 6 years. However, according to Bernama, they are unable to act on the information received due to manpower shortage. PDRM Sexual, Women and Children Crime Investigation Division, D11, Principal Assistant Director ACP City Kamsaya Hassan said that for the period 2017 to March of this year, the police received 93,368 IP addresses suspected of being involved in the activity. The IP addresses were gathered through the information sharing system comprising members such as the International Police Criminal Organization, Interpol, the United States Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, and the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. However, she said that due to the lack of trained staff to filter and scrutinize the information received, only 103 IP addresses were checked, leading to the arrest of 50 individuals. The information received will be examined by the Malaysian Internet Crime Against Children, MICAC, D11 Investigation Unit, which currently only consists of 3 investigating officers with the rank of inspector. As such, D11 hopes that the allocation announced by the government in Budget 2022 involving increase in staff and financial allocation can be channeled immediately to ensure that this division can play a more effective role in tackling crimes involving children, she added. Lack of manpower and future plans. When tabling the 2022 budget last year, Finance Minister Tengku Datuk Seri Zafrul Tengku Abdul Aziz said RM13 million allocation and 100 new posts will be provided for D11 to put a stop to any form of violence and crime against children and women. Meanwhile, City Kamsaya said the working paper on D11's plan on the allocation was submitted to the Public Service Department last March, and the division is now waiting and hoping for a positive feedback. She said that with the allocation, D11 plans to set up a MICAC in each police contingent with at least one investigating member, compared to only 3 officers at the Bukit Aman level at present. According to the information we received, in 2017 only 46 IP addresses were suspected to be involved, and it increased to 2,660 IP addresses in 2018, 9,017 IP addresses in 2019, 18,508 IP addresses by 2020, 48,752 IP addresses in 2021, and 14,385 IP addresses in the first 3 months of this year, she revealed. The number of arrests also saw an increase. In 2017 to 2019, only 2 individuals were arrested. This went up 22 people in 2020 and 24 last year, while in the first 3 months of this year, 2 people were arrested for engaging in such activities. The increasing trend is very worrying. And there are even international enforcement agencies offering to cooperate with the PDRM to further enhance enforcement to combat such activities, said City Kamsaya. Therefore, it is crucial to strengthen D11 and MICAC units now, in terms of staffing and equipment, so that more data related to these activities can be analyzed and subsequently lead to the arrest of those involved, she added. Also read, sexual crimes against children and access to child porn increased during MCO. Source. Signer Harian Source. Outlook India Source. Cosmo. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.